The Nebraska Court of Appeals is now in session. May all who come here be heard. May truth and justice be served by what we do here.
Thank you. Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to the North Platte session of the Nebraska Court of Appeals. We're pleased to be in Greater Nebraska. Thank you for appearing here today. We have just two cases on our docket today. This panel will also hear cases next week in Lincoln, so we're doing a split docket this month. My name is Frankie Moore, and I'm pleased to be joined on my right by Judge Francie Reedman and on my left by Judge Dave Arterburn. The first case this morning is State versus Sinichak. Counsel, you may approach. We have the appellant sitting here and the appellee here. We are recording the oral arguments. Obviously, we're not live streaming them since we're not in the Capitol, but the audio recordings will be available then on our judicial branch website in a few days. So with that, we will begin. Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Judge. May it please the court. My name is Tom Stewart. I'm attorney for Kearney. I was appointed by the district court shortly after my client, pro se, perfected this appeal for briefing and arguing purposes. I believe I'm about the third or fourth attorney on this case. If I appear to struggle a little bit, that's for a reason. My client insisted on briefing this matter, so the brief that was submitted to the court was mostly written by him. So I will attempt to address the issues and the arguments that were presented as best I can, but excuse me if I appear to be struggling, because I am. my understanding of the situation was that the court, district court, denied a hearing on post-conviction relief, and that is what the appeal is here for the court. The issue that my client has been raising throughout his direct appeal and appeals is the effectiveness of his counsels with regard to the plea bargaining process. And in that, his trial attorney submitted a unredacted version of a psychological sex offender risk assessment evaluation to the state, and he believed that that was ineffective and affected the outcome. That's his position.
And of course, we didn't have an evidentiary hearing, so we don't know what trial counsel's thought process on that was.
And
is there anything in the record that does speak to that?
I don't think there was anything in the record at the appeal level. I think it's there now with all of the supplemental transcripts that were filed. There is emails and things like that back and forth between the counsel, but that's speculative as to what that all meant and whether it had any outcome on the trial. I would probably suggest that it didn't. It was just the plea bargaining process. The other argument was about the effectiveness of appellate counsel, which the only thing that I really saw was that he did not appeal on the sufficiency of the evidence at all. Whether that rises to plain error or the effectiveness of counsel is for argument, but there certainly was no trial in the matter, and the fact that that wasn't even challenged or brought up I thought was somewhat lacking on that part, but I really don't have anything else for the court to consider as far as argument. I'd be more happy to try and address any questions you might have.
Mr. Stewart, a couple of questions I have is, first of all, and how did the disclosure harm your client? I mean, he still had a trial.
Right.
How was that harmful? You know, what was the prejudice to your client?
That's an excellent question. I don't know that it was harmful to the client so much as it was truly ill-advised for trial counsel to do that. Turn over something like that rather than just say, here's, I have an evaluation that states this, to actually give it to the state district court pointed out, the only law in Nebraska about plea negotiations is disclosure, not the actual process that you have a right to. So.
All right, my second question, and this is probably equally difficult to answer, is if we were to find that there was an ineffectiveness, what would the remedy be in this scenario?
An evidentiary hearing in the district court.
Okay, and if there was found to be ineffective counsel, I mean, the court can't force the state to offer him a plea agreement.
No. Okay. That ship has obviously sailed.
Okay, thank you.
No further questions? So you'll still have your rebuttal time.
Good.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney General representing the state in this matter. My understanding is that there's really only one properly presented ineffective assistance of counsel claim, and that relates to trial counsel. And as I understand it, he's really complaining that a trial counsel's efforts at negotiating a plea deal were flawed, and because he seems to think that he would have gotten a better plea offer if he hadn't turned over the psychosexual exam to the prosecutor, at least at the point in time that he did. I think the record, especially the batch of emails that were offered as exhibits, seem to refute that, because the state trial counsel, you gotta give him credit. He tried repeatedly to wheedle a plea deal out of the state, and the state just frankly wasn't having any of it. And at one point he actually says, well, can I at least tell my client that the offer is a plea to first degree sexual assault and dismiss the electronic enticement? And the state replied, no, my original offer was to dismiss electronic enticement for a plea to count one as charged. And it says if he isn't interested in a plea deal that would include some prison time, then, you know, we have nothing more to talk about, frankly. And ultimately, as things shook out, he initially started trial on both charges, and then literally in the middle of trial decided to plead to the electronic enticement, so that basically was taken off the table, and then they proceeded with the rest of the trial on the sexual assault charge. I don't think there's any ineffective assistance counsel on that, because there simply wasn't a plea offer that would have been acceptable to both parties. He wanted one thing, the state wanted another. They couldn't come to a meeting of the minds, and so they, as you have to do, went to trial on it.
And do the emails show any shift in discussion after the disclosure of the report?
Not really. You have to kind of fill in some of the gaps, because I'm not exactly sure when the report was turned over, but I think after a certain point in time, I think it was sometime in April or late April or so, but after that they start the batch of, I guess it's May emails, they're talking more, apparently trial is coming up upon them, and they're talking more earnestly about a plea offer. And I think the telling email is the one from the state that says, you know, my original plea offer was, and if he doesn't want that, probation is not going to be an option, because it's just not. And so that pretty much settled the issue for both parties, and they went to trial on it. Counsel made every effort he could to get a plea agreement out of the state, and it just didn't work, and that's just how it goes sometimes. I don't think that's ineffective assistance of counsel. I think that's just the way the cookie crumbles. And with the ineffective assistance of appellate counsel, I don't think that was really adequately presented. He made mention of it in his sort of opening to his petition, and then it just kind of evaporated. There was no particular discussion about what appellate counsel did wrong or what appellate counsel should have done. I don't think that was adequately presented on appeal to this court. And so unless there are further questions, we would ask that the judgment be affirmed.
We have no questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Stewart has time remaining for rebuttal.
I asked this one other time when I was before the court if I could save that for my next case.
How'd that come out?
It was denied.
Sorry.
Very similar reaction.
So is that a no?
That's a no.
Thank you very much, counsel. We appreciate your appearance here today, and your case is submitted, and you are excused.
Thank you.
The next.